Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. Representative Baker, did you have a chance to review the minutes?
Yes, I did, Madam Chair. Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Representative Baker moves that we approve the minutes of January 31st, 2017. Any discussion or questions? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. I move the calendar for the day, Monday, February 6th, 2017. Any discussion? Representative Freiberg?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just, I believe this is a non-controversial bill. I'm just looking at the text of it. I assume it's a bonding bill, so it doesn't seem to have any statutory reference in there. It doesn't amend any statutes or create any new statutes. There are some references to Chapter 41B in there. I guess I'm just wondering I'm certainly not planning on offering any, but I'm just curious about the strategy other members may do. And I don't know if this is a question for Mr. McCormick or not. If amendments relevant to Chapter 41B, then just because they're referenced in the text of the appropriation here, if those amendments would be germane to the bill, obviously you can't predict how the Speaker might rule on such things, but I know you know how things have been at least handled traditionally in the past.
Well, Representative Freiberg, would you like to ask the author or Mr. McCormick? With the author's intention, he's here. He could explain if you'd like.
I guess I'm more just curious about what historically has been considered germane. So it seems like Mr. McCormick might be the right person.
Mr. McCormick?
Madam Chair, members, you've asked a question I never answer. germane is on the floor is the two-part test. If it's to the statutory references contained within the bill, and if it's to the similar or same purpose as the bill. But the key thing about germaneness is that it's something that is interpreted by the presiding officer, and their rulings are informed by those factors in the bill in front of them. So I can't predict. I don't even know really who will be the presiding officer when this bill is here. It could be the Speaker pro tem. So I'm going to punt.
Okay. Senator Freiberg, Representative O'Driscoll.
Madam Chair, I think to Representative Freiberg's question, this is not something that would be in the in our normal quote-unquote bonding bill or capital investments that we would be selling bonds for. If I'm not mistaken, these are conduit bonds, so it's a different part of bonds that people might be otherwise interested in having bonding projects funded.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, I'll renew my motion for the calendar of the day, Monday, February 6th. Any other discussion? Members, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. A 24-hour pre-filing period for amendments to this bill is now in place. Meeting is adjourned.